This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. 1001 Nights is one of the most enchanting works of world literature. It begins with a king who discovers that his wife is having an affair. In a fit of rage, he has her executed.
And from that night, he decreed a law that he will marry a virgin every single day, deflower her at night, and then kill her at dawn.
This killing continues until Scheherazade, the daughter of the king's closest advisor, offers herself as the king's bride.
She had a plan, a very eloquent and very civilized plan. She wanted to use her art to humanize him and to stop this bloodbath.
That's Lebanese author Hanan Al-Sheikh, and she's published a modern adaptation of 1001 Nights.
She started to tell him every day a story. She will stop at a very crucial moment in the story. And then she will tell him, well, now it's dawn and I cannot go on telling. It's the time for you to kill me.
Night after night, the king is enraptured by Scheherazade's storytelling, tales of mystery, romance, magic, and deception. Until finally, the king, now a wiser and kinder man, spares her life, and the women of the kingdom are saved.
I think she was the first feminist on earth.
Scheherazade and her stories have become a touchstone of Arab culture, part of an oral tradition that goes back centuries, put to paper in countless editions, even serialized for the radio. And that is where author Al-Sheikh first heard them as a child.
And I was smitten. But at the same time, I was exasperated because I really wanted her to poison him and finish with that.
You write in your prologue that you wanted desperately to escape the world that this book evoked. Why was that, and what brought you back to this story?
Well, I grew up in Beirut, Lebanon, and all the characters around me, especially women, were very crafty and very intelligent, and they had a way to deal with life. And I thought they are more or less like Scheherazade, while I wanted to become an existentialist like Simone de Beauvoir or Françoise Sagan, and I wanted to be somewhere else than my neighborhood. Hmm. I thought I was more modern than everyone around me.
All these years later, what pulled you back?
The West. When I started publishing, every single review, they would call me the new Scheherazade. And I used to think, oh, it is a cliche. Why do they do that? I don't like Scheherazade. But then I thought, I want to read 1001 Night and see why am I called Scheherazade. And then one director, he asked me if I'm willing to adapt stories from 1001 Night for the theater. And of course, this is when I sat and read 6,000 pages.
Oh.
I read 3 editions in Arabic.
How did you choose the tales that you did? Because, as you mentioned, it's the original work is 2,000 pages.
Yes.
So you had to do some curating. How did you decide what to include in your version?
It was so difficult because every time I read a story, I said, that's it. I'm in love with the story. And then I felt that I was plunging in a sea of jewels and I couldn't really choose very easily. And then the director and I thought that we should find a theme, a plot. And of course, from all these stories, the theme was the women are wily and men were oppressive. In a way. So we thought it should be a war between the two sexes.
Mm.
Yes. And I chose stories where women dependent completely on being crafty and manipulative in order to survive.
How were these tales received? I mean, was Scheherazade regaled as a heroine?
No, not at all. All of us, especially Arab women, educated Arab women, would say, no, do you think I am Scheherazade? a slave sitting and telling you stories, so you won't kill me. This is how we thought about Shahrazad at the beginning. 1001 Night, Alf Layla wa Layla, as we call it in Arabic, wasn't looked at as a Arabic literary heritage. People thought it was vulgar. They thought it was very badly written. It is not literature. It's folk tales and nothing else. But then everything changed.
You mentioned the vulgarity. I mean, these tales are very sexually explicit.
They are.
Why are these stories so sexual? They would be compelling stories without it. What is essential about that component?
Yes, because they are down to earth. People at that time didn't think that, oh, this is forbidden or we shouldn't be talking about sexuality. They talked about all aspects of life, and one aspect is sexuality. And they left also their imagination to play a big part in thinking about sexuality, because you find jinns and demons and ghosts were all having affairs.
Jinns or genies?
Genies, yeah, you call them genies. And
everybody's having sex.
Yeah. Couldn't believe it when I was reading. I said, and it is so open, and because they didn't camouflage anything. This is what they thought. This is what they said. This is what they wrote.
What is the connection of these stories to Arab society now?
Well, I'd like every single Arab to read 1001 Night. They learn a lot from them, especially that these stories were written away from the influence of religion. And it's amazing to see how we were open, how we had a dialogue with each other, how we wanted to understand. We respected each other. There was a great dignity. And I'd like this to be restored again.
1001 Nights, as retold by Hanan El-Sheikh. Ms. El-Sheikh, it has been a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.